Strikes by the US and Israel on Iran have led to an escalating war enveloping the Middle East, which has led to economic uncertainty and rises in the prices of oil due to the disruption of crucial shipping routes such as the Strait of Hormuz. The Wire's Aspen Beilharz asked Co-Chief Executive Officer at the Australian Institute, Richard Dennis, what is the outlook for Australia as an energy exporter?
In most energy exporting countries, the fact that the world price of one of their exports was rising fast would be celebrated. It'd be good news. There'd be champagne corks popping. But Australia has so broken its energy system that even though the world now wants to pay and now is willing to pay much higher prices for particularly our gas exports, we're kind of bracing for impact. In Australia, we're worried about the impact on rising petrol prices. We're worried about the impact of rising electricity prices. And this is because all of the profits from the higher prices will go to the largely foreign-owned gas companies in Australia. So to be clear, in Saudi Arabia, in Norway, in Qatar, their governments, their citizens are celebrating high prices. But here in Australia, even though we're an enormous exporter of gas and coal, ordinary Australians will likely pay higher prices while the foreign companies that we give our gas to, they're going to make record profits.
So what choices does the Australian government have to respond to that?
Oh, look, there's lots of choices. And to be clear, while it's taken decades to cause this mess, we could fix it quite easily. Literally more than half of the gas we export is given away for free. Zero royalties paid, zero petroleum resource rent tax paid. We could just emulate what they do in other countries and put a simple tax on gas exports like they do in Saudi Arabia, like they do in Norway, like they do in Qatar. Now, there's no doubt this would make the gas companies very sad, but, you know, frankly, I'd rather make the foreign-owned gas companies sad than make Australians who are already suffering falling real wages pay even more for their electricity and their gas and their petrol when there's no reason for Australia to do that.
And so if things continue on the current path, what can consumers expect? Like, how bad do you think this could get?
Well, who knows how long the US and Israel's attacks on Iran will continue, and in turn, who knows what will happen to the world price of oil and gas. But the likely scenarios is Australians will be paying a lot more for petrol soon and a lot more for electricity soon, not because it will suddenly get more expensive to produce electricity in Australia, but because the gas exporters can get a much higher price on the world market, they're going to start charging that higher price to Australian power stations. And in turn, you and I will pay higher electricity prices, even though the war on Iran isn't actually making it more expensive to do anything here in Australia. When Russia invaded Ukraine, very similar situation. The world price of coal and gas and oil went up. And the Australia Institute, we estimated that the windfall profits, the extra cash stuffed into the pockets of our energy exporters, was around $40 billion. So that was a very good time to be a coal exporter. It was a very good time to be a gas exporter. But it was also a very bad time to be an Australian that wanted to, use their air conditioning or cook dinner in their oven.
Effects from the Iran war on energy prices underscore how interconnected Australia is with the rest of the world. But in a situation as volatile as this war, it's impossible to predict long-term outcomes. Tim Harcourt is industry professor and chief economist at UTS's Institute for Public Policy and Governance.
The analysis Darwin has taken into account, what happens if the Iran regime is replaced by a more benign and stable regime? Could that have a positive impact on the Gulf and the Middle East and the rest of the world economy? I reckon that's quite possible if there's regime change in Iran, if that happens.
But what about short-term impacts? Here's Richard Dennis again.
It's very profitable for the people that own lots of shares in the Australian gas industry, most of whom aren't Australian. It's a very profitable time to own those shares. The upsides for Australia are if our elected representatives would do it, we could introduce a windfall profits tax and put a lot of money into the Commonwealth budget. We could then spend that money helping people struggling with the cost of living crisis. But while there's nothing stopping us from doing that, You know, on Thursday, the Senate will debate whether we should have an inquiry into why we collect more tax from beer excise than from the petroleum and gas tax. But both major parties have said they're going to oppose that inquiry. So, yeah, the good news is we could fix this, that Australians as a whole could benefit from a surge in the price of one of our exports. The bad news is the Labor government and the coalition opposition both don't think that we need to fix this problem. Now, polling by the Australia Institute suggests that an overwhelming majority of Australians think we should be getting a much fairer share for our gas, but in the short term at least, we might just miss out on yet another opportunity to deliver a huge windfall to Australians.
Richard Dennis from the Australian Institute finishing this report.